the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Ms. Norwood, is there any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are no changes.
Motion to approve the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, the agenda for this evening has been approved. Approval of the minutes for October 20th, 2025.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes from October 20th, 2025.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, the minutes for October 20th, 2025 have been approved. Approval of the findings of fact from October 20th, 2025.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the findings of fact from October 20th, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, the findings of fact from October 20th, 2025 have been approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain their request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant, any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn it to silent service for the duration of the meeting. And please note that when you approach the podium, there's a button at the bottom of the microphone. You will need to hit that button in order to turn your microphone on. If the microphone light turns green, that means your microphone is on. Thank you.